The Burt Show.
So based on what the stars are telling Abby, she should be moving to one city to find her dude. So before she tells us what city that is, Cass and Kristen, let me ask you guys. You're single now, right? There is no Bart, there's no Jimmy, there's no Chad. Kids gone, right? If you are going to move to a city specifically where you think you would align with the men in that city and you would find your soulmate, what city would that be?
Are we relegated to the United States of America?
No, you are not.
Ooh.
It's interesting. I had an answer ready to go until you threw that last part in there. Because London, off the bat, is my favorite city in the world. I would move there in a heartbeat. And one of my biggest regrets is not living there longer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I lived there for a summer working, but I wish I had stayed longer. But aligned with the men,
I'm going to Italy because I think while as a single woman, they can be a little overbearing. If you find yourself a good Italian man, he's going to treat you like a queen.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go to Sydney.
Sydney, Australia. Why is that?
Just because every Australian dude I've ever seen is super hot, super funny, and super laid back. Sure, they're all on TV, so right. I don't have much to go by, but they seem like fun. The only drawback is I would move to Sydney, and we would immediately move out of Sydney because of all the deadly creatures in Australia.
Okay, so everybody there looks like Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
So, okay.
Steve Irwin.
Or what?
Steve Irwin.
Which, not bad. Have you seen Robert Irwin, his kid?
Like, kid too,
and they're smart, and they know animals. They could protect me from them.
Mine is much more basic than that. It is Tokyo, absolutely. So I could finally be one of the taller men to date in the city. And in Tokyo and in Japan, I would get just that.
Well, I'm not moving specifically to find a man. I'm specifically moving for a paycheck. So I guess whatever man wants to pay me, that's where I'm going to find myself most aligned with. But I was thinking about something that came to mind when I first moved to Atlanta, and I can't remember if I had heard it on the show or if I had heard it on somebody else's show that I was listening to, but they brought up something called astrocartography. And if you don't know what astrocartography is, it's basically this map that you can generate using your birthplace, your birth time, your birth year, all that good stuff. And it will generate a map to tell you like where your Jupiter and Venus lines are on the globe. And basically these lines align you for certain parts of your life. Like if you want to meet a man, there are certain lines that you can look for to go to that city, and that's where you're apparently more aligned with when it comes to love, or there are lines that bring up good energy for your career. So I thought, you know what? I could go anywhere right now. Nothing at this point in time is keeping me in Atlanta. So why don't I ask the stars where I should go?
I think I've told you this before, that Stacey had a friend when we were living in Dallas that just decided for whatever reason in her heart was where she was going to meet her man in Seattle. That's it. She just had a gut instinct. So her name was Jean Rieger. Can't believe I remember her name. So Jean decided to move to Seattle. That's what her heart was telling her to do. And sure enough, she met her man, started a family, and they've been together ever since.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Whether or not you believe in astrocartography, because I had a friend who was like obsessed with astrology, I do think there are cities, like as soon as you touch base, you have a totally different vibe before you even experience the culture. Like there are ones I touch down in and I'm like, not great vibes, and others down in and you're like, God, I love this place already.
It was so funny because whenever you and I used to do those junkets for the award shows, we would go out to LA and you were like a different person as soon as we landed.
Yeah.
Like Cassie was in her element and I'm like, LA.
Yeah. I refer to it as, I do believe that different cities have different souls.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can go there and you can feel it as soon as you walk there, walk around town, you can feel the soul of a city. Some have no soul at all, like Miami.
So I think there's something to it because I definitely feel that way about cities. I've been very vocal about certain cities that I do not feel aligned with their soul. And there are other cities that I feel like wake up my soul. So I thought, you know, if I'm going to at least look for jobs, maybe I need to at least start with the city to start looking for jobs in. You know, maybe I got to go be a barista in Madrid for a little bit. I don't know. So I decided to go to my favorite doctor, Dr. GPT, and I put in my astrocartography information, which is your birthday, your birth time, all that stuff, and it generates an astrocartography map where it will show you where your Venus lines are, your Jupiter lines are, and it'll tell you where you should move based off of vibes. And so I didn't want to do all that math, so I asked it to give me the top three. I asked it to look at it for me and tell me what three cities I should move to based off my vibes.
I'm very invested in this for some reason.
I am too.
I'm like, I'm going to do this as soon as the mics go off.
Yeah,
man.
Same. It's really fun. So the top three cities it gave me, and none of these are in the U.S. So I'm curious, do you guys want to throw out like a guess before I give you them?
For you, just based on what we know about you, what cities to me? Somewhere in, like in Ireland or a Scotland or something.
You did thrive when you took your girls' trip to Ireland.
There is something about the UK that going to the UK, I will say going there feels like I know that soul.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going back in December, because I'm like, I want to feel that way again.
Yeah. And I think it too, your heritage, because your last name's Murphy, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm. And my hair does thrive there. I'm like, my ancestors obviously knew what they were doing living here, because my hair has never looked better than it did in Dublin, Ireland.
So I'm going to second that.
I'm going to say Buenos Aires.
Ooh.
Also an excellent, amazing city, by the way.
And the dudes are very good looking in Argentina.
Booking my flight soon.
I almost said one country and then I was like, yeah, no, that's not right. I'm thinking somewhere in the Caribbean.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I keep going back and forth between the Bahamas or Turks and Caicos or, St. Thomas.
Oh my God, I would love to go to St. Thomas.
Yeah, I'm doing St. Thomas.
So unfortunately, the Virgin Islands are not on the list. In the third spot for me, it's Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, what a great place. Amazing. I can see you there for sure.
It's on the moon line for me, which means it is tied to emotions, family, or inner life.
My sister lived in Cape Town for quite a while, and one of her favorite cities. She loves it.
I've been there, and it has everything. You would love that. You should go to Cape Town.
Now I got to go to Cape Town. Okay. The second city on the list is Tokyo, Japan, which surprised me, because I've never felt drawn to go all the way to Japan, because it's really far and those plane tickets are expensive.
I think you would thrive there because there's such a sense of community in Japan that I think that you thrive with.
Mm-hmm.
There's hardly any violence at all, no crime. It'd be great for you. And I don't know anything about the dudes.
I think you would get stopped a lot, though. So my friend went, and he's tall and blonde, and the amount of times he got stopped and asked for photos, because it's so, like, not what they see every single day. Yeah. So, yeah, you would definitely be like a little celeb in your own cosmos there.
That you're so just exotic.
Nobody has ever called me exotic ever.
In Tokyo, you'd be exotic.
And honestly, if I ever need to feel relevant again after the show goes away, I'll just go to Tokyo. Because I'll be like, oh my God, a celebrity. Okay, so Tokyo, Japan, that was on my Sun and Jupiter line, which is places where you might feel the most confident, visible, or yourself. And it aligns with growth, luck, and expansion. And this was pretty freaky. When I got this this result for my top city for where I should move to,
I'll die if it's Tampa.
You go from Cape Town to Tampa. St. Pete Beach. No, this is, I keep getting pushed back to this city over and over and over again. And before I even got this result, I've already made plans to go back to this city next summer. And I'm like, God, I have tried avoiding this city so much that there must be something for me in this city, because I keep getting pushed back there. Barcelona, Spain.
Really?
I really like Barcelona. I went when I was a kid, and I remember my family and I had like a whatever time. And then my friends really wanted to study abroad, and I was like, I'll go wherever you guys want to go. And they chose Barcelona. And I was like, y'all, I've been there before. Like, Barcelona is great, but it's not that great. We had a great summer in Barcelona. And I was making plans for travel next summer, and I was talking to my travel advisor for like trips I'm going to plan. And I was hell bent on going to Italy, which I'm still going to go to. I'm still going to plan that on my own. But they were just being so difficult. And I was like, you know what? Pick somewhere else and I'll work with y'all. And she said, well, we have this great itinerary for Barcelona. Let's go there. And I was like, sign me up. So something's happening in Barcelona next year. I don't know if I'm moving there or if I'm just traveling there, but I'm going to be in España.
I see. I did. Like you, Bart, I was highly invested in where the stars wanted to send Abby.
Yeah.
Can we give you whatever you inputted and you surprise us with the cities tomorrow?
She's asking for the prompt. Yeah. The prompt that you use, but use it for us with our details.
Yeah, like if you like, you'll need our birth date, you'll need our birth location, and you'll need our time of birth, and that's all you need?
All of it, and I can generate it in ChatGPT, and I will surprise you with what cities you should move to after October 24th.
Yeah, I would love for you to like break the news of where the stars want to send us rather than us pulling it up ourselves.
All right, before I hit the bed and we get out of this, for those that are listening, what's the exact prompt that you used?
The exact prompt I said was based off my astrocartography.
How do you spell that?
Astro.
Uh-huh.
Cart. Cartography.
Maps. Cartography.
Okay. Astonphonic. based off my astrocartography, where should I move? This is my birth date. So my birth date, April 22nd, 1997. I was born at 12:30 p.m. in Arlington, Texas. And then you go... And it'll generate the cities for you.
Okay, that's a real good one.
It is. I love it so much. I'm excited to hear where we're all supposed to end up tomorrow.
All right. So tomorrow morning you will tell us if we weren't in love and already settled in where we should go.
I will reveal all tomorrow.
I will have to go home and look at my birth certificate because I can't remember off the top of the head what time I was born.
That's important.
Yeah, I know it is.
It'll be all messed up, Kristen.
I know. We can't mess it up.
The Burt Show.